Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins. Thank you for tuning in today and joining us again. We appreciate all our loyal listeners, and we thank you for coming back each and every week to listen to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, this week we're going to do a little special recognition. CCTA is a constitutional conservative organization, and we look for constitutional conservatives that stand firm in upholding the Constitution and supporting our freedoms and liberties, especially those that are elected to office. So this week I'd like to do a salute to one who has done that right here in North Carolina, and that's our Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson. Now, Mark was not a politician. He got started in this political arena when he showed up as just a private citizen in Greensboro, North Carolina, at a city council meeting to protest an effort to regulate gun sales at the gun shows. And he saw it as an overreach into our constitutional rights. And he went down and spoke out against it. Even though he didn't own a firearm at the time, he was standing up for the freedoms and rights guaranteed to us as American citizens by our Constitution. I'm going to play you the clip of that meeting with the Greensboro City Council so you can just hear how Mark Keith Robinson got started in this political arena.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes. Okay. I didn't have time to
You have to give us your name.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Mark Robinson. I live at 4015 Sassafras Court. That's right here in Greensboro. I've lived in Greensboro all my life. I didn't have time to write a fancy speech. I didn't have time to, I didn't have the resource of an English teacher to sit down and write a speech with at school today and be, brought over here, practice or anything. What I really came down here for is this. I've heard a whole lot of people in here talking tonight about this group and that group, and domestic violence and blacks, these minorities and that minority. What I want to know is, when are you all going to start standing up for the majority? And here's who the majority is. I'm the majority. I'm a law-abiding citizen who's never shot anybody, never committed a serious crime, never committed a felony. I've never done anything like that. But it seems like every time we have one of these shootings, nobody wants to put the blame where it goes, which is at the shooter's feet. You want to put it at my feet. You want to turn around and restrict my right, constitutional right that's spelled out in black and white. You want to restrict my right to buy a firearm and protect myself from some of the very people you're talking about in here tonight. It's ridiculous. I don't think Rod Serling could come up with a better script. It does not make any sense. The law-abiding citizens of this community and many communities around this country, we're the first ones taxed and the last ones considered and the first ones punished when things like this happens, because our rights are the ones that are being taken away. That's the reason why I came down here today, gun show or no gun show, NRA or no NRA. I'm here to stand up for the law-abiding citizens of this community, because I'm going to tell you that what's going to happen. You can take the guns away from us all you want to. You all write a law, I follow the law, I'll bring my guns down here, I'll turn them in. But here's what's going to happen. The Crips and the Bloods on the other side of town, they're not going to turn their guns in. They're going to hold on to them. And what's going to happen when you have to send the police down there to go take them? The police can barely enforce the law as it is. It's what I see. We demonize the police, criminalize and vilify the police, and we make the criminals and the victims. And we're talking about restricting guns? How are you going to do that? How are you going to do that when the police department's already hamstrung? You're not going to be able to go down here and take these guns from these criminals. So the criminals are going to hold on to their guns. They're still going to have them. They're still going to break in my house, and they're still going to shoot me with them. And guess who's going to be the one that suffers? It's going to be me. Well, I'm here to tell you tonight, it is not going to happen without a fight. And when I say fight, I don't mean shots fired. I don't mean fist thrown. I mean I'm going to come down here to this city council and raise hell just like these loonies from the left do until you listen to the majority of the people in this city. And I am the majority. The majority of the people in this city are law-abiding, and they follow the law, and they want their constitutional right to be able to bear arms. They want to be able to go to the gun show and buy a hunting rifle or a sport rifle. There are no military-grade weapons sold at the gun show. An AR-15 is not a military-grade weapon. Anybody that would go into combat with an AR-15 is a fool. It's a semi-automatic 22 rifle. You'd be killed in 15 minutes in combat with that thing. So we need to dispel all these myths, and we need to drop all this division that we got going on here. Because the bottom line is, when that Second Amendment was written, whether the framers liked it or not, they wrote it for everybody. And I am everybody. And the law-abiding citizens of this city are everybody. And we want our rights, and we want to keep our rights. And by God, we're going to keep them, come hell or high water.
Well, folks, that was the YouTube clip that went viral and launched Mark Robinson's political career here in North Carolina. And he went on to run, as you know, for lieutenant governor. And first time he ever ran for office. And I think there were like 17 candidates in the primary for that. He went on to win the primary and went on to win the election and became North Carolina's first black lieutenant governor. But he hasn't been silenced. He's still speaking out, standing up for our rights. And I'm going to play you some more clips of evidence of that in just a moment after we hear from our sponsors. Please listen and visit them and tell them you heard about them here on CCTA Wake Up Call.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
The God and Country Christian Alliance has a simple mission, but it is a profound one. They want to inform and educate the public on issues of moral and political concern. They want to restore the Judeo-Christian values upon which this nation was founded to all levels of government. And they want to encourage and activate pro-family voters. Simple, but not easy. The God and Country Christian Alliance meets the third Monday of every month at Moore's Barbecue on MLK in New Bern. Meetings begin promptly at 7 p.m. and end by 8:30. To enjoy dinner with the group before the meeting, arrive between 6 and 6:30. Both the food and the company are good. Meetings include speakers and discussion, and their annual banquets are legendary. Join them on the third Monday of each month for a refreshingly candid view of the world and our place in it.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call, and as promised, I'm going to bring you now a clip of Mark Robinson's speech back in, I believe it was April of 2021. He was speaking at the North Carolina Renewal Project.
Beneficiaries of the blessings of God, those faithful people who have fallen down on their knees and asked for God's blessing in this nation. He has heard those prayers. And more importantly, he has answered those prayers with an overwhelming yes. He has blessed this nation richly. I like to say it like this. America is not this good because we're that good. America is this good because he's been that good to us. That is the reason why America is so good. So we give him thanks first and foremost. So Congressman Bud said, I'm from Greensboro, North Carolina, born and raised there. A little bit about myself. Just to let you know, I have not always been political. Now, most of my adult life I have. But when we were very young, growing up, poor in Greensboro, we never talked about politics, ever. Which I consider to be a blessing, because here's what we talked about when we were young. My brothers and sisters and I, and we talked about it a lot. We talked about what was right and what was wrong. We talked about what was fair and what was unfair. That's what we talked about. Right and wrong, fair and unfair. And how did we figure out what was right and what was wrong? What was fair and what was unfair? Whenever there was a question, we always went, we always looked towards what God said about the subject. And so that's how I was raised. I was raised to believe in what's right, what's fair, and what God says about the subject. Having been raised that way, it was a logical step for me to move and be a conservative. The problem was, I didn't know. Which brings me to what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about a friend of mine. Friend of mine named Wayne Campbell. I've known Wayne since I think Wayne Campbell. The man is known all across the state. And if you ever meet him, you'll never forget him. And if he ever comes to your house, you might not want to invite him for dinner. That boy can eat. But I want to talk to you about Wayne Campbell, because he's the perfect example of what we're talking about here today. You see, although I grew up in a rather conservative environment, wasn't political, but it was conservative, Christian environment, there came a time when me and Wayne Campbell, we talked about everything. We talked about everything from girls to sports, and sometimes we even talked about some social issues. But we were watching TV at my mom's house. And across the TV came a fella that some of y'all might know. His name is Rush Limbaugh. I didn't know a thing about Rush Limbaugh except what the dunderheads on TV told me about Rush Limbaugh. And that was that Rush Limbaugh was a racist. And so when Rush Limbaugh popped up on the screen, I repeated the line of the dunderheads that I'd been listening to on TV. And I said, I can't stand that guy. And my friend said, why? And I said, because he's a racist. And my friend looked at me and he said, well, do you know him? I said, no. He said, have you ever read any of his books? I said, no. He said, have you ever listened to his radio program? I said, no. He looked at me and he said, you don't know him. You've never read any of his books. You don't listen to his radio program. Don't you think that's a rather high charge to call that man a racist and you don't know him? And I said, well, it's got to be true. Everybody on television says he's a racist. All those people aren't lying.
But see, my friend listened to the things that I said in the past. And he looked at me and he said, you know, one time you told me when it came to television, that television misrepresented what black people were like. You said that television said that black people are thieves and they don't take care of their children and that they're liars and that they're criminals. He said, you told me that the television lies on black people. He said, if the TV could be lying on black people, how do you know the TV is not lying about Rush Limbaugh? Well, I got mad at my friend to challenge him. Now I'm the kind of guy that, you know, I'm gonna prove this to him. And then say anything else to him. I said, you know, I thought in my mind, I said, why is this guy standing up for this guy? So I went out, went to a bookstore, and got one of Rush Limbaugh's books. It was called, I think, The Way Things Ought to Be. I bought that book. Not only did I buy the book, I bought a highlighter. Because I was going to highlight every racist thing I saw in that book. And I was going to take it back to my friend and count off one by one. See, this right here is racist, and that right there is racist. And see this on page 56, that's racist too. Funny thing happened when I got into chapter one. Didn't even have to get to chapter two. A funny thing happened when I got into just a few pages into chapter one. I looked at that book, my eyes got big as saucers, and I thought, oh my God, Rush Limbaugh is not a racist. Rush Limbaugh is me. By the time I got to the end of that book, I had read things that I had been thinking literally since I was a small child about society, about the unfairness that I had seen in society, things that I had seen at school, things that I had heard about from my mom on the job, things that are not right, and about the way things should be, because things should be right and fair, and we should care about what God says about the subject. And I read that in the pages of that book. When I did, I discovered that I was something called a conservative. Well, after I finished reading that book, I went back to my friend and we went and had lunch. I believe we were at Burger King and my buddy had a Whopper. And I bought my own lunch, it's called Crow. And I ate a big plate up with him and we talked about things. And he started talking to me about the difference between the two parties, how politics work, how the parties work. And it was just a natural thing for me to fall on the right-hand side. It was just natural. After I heard about it and after I studied it, and so my friend, my best friend, Wayne County, led me to a place. He led me to a place where I discovered who I was politically. Now, let me back up. Let me back up a few years before that. I was sitting at home one day. Now, mind you, I've been going to church all my life. But I never knew what it meant to be saved. I never understood the proposition. I'd heard the words. I'd even been baptized. But I did not know what being saved meant. I had no idea what it meant to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So I'm sitting at home one day. This person who believes in God, but doesn't understand his will and doesn't understand what salvation is. And the phone rings. And there's a person on the phone imploring me, telling me, I need you to come with me and go to this church meeting at the college. I said, for what? I've got a church. I go to St. Stephen's United Church of Christ. I don't need to go to a church meeting at a college campus. This person told me, no. You got to put your clothes on, whatever you got on. You don't have to put on a suit. You don't have to get dressed up. Just come on down here and come meet me. So I went out, got in my car, went over to this campus, went to this church meeting, met him outside. I said, what in the world is so important that you want me? He said, you got to come here. You got to come hear this man preach. So I did. I went inside. I sat down. Guys, I can't tell you who the preacher was. I don't remember what he said to me. But I know this. When I left that place that night, I was transformed. I knew that I not only did I need to be saved, but I knew at that moment in my life that there was nothing more important than having a relationship with Jesus Christ. Nothing. And I left that place knowing that. And I gave my life to Jesus Christ that night. Again, it set me on a course. See, because I truly believe if it hadn't been for that night and the wisdom that was opened up in my mind, that path of wisdom that was opened up, when it came time for me to listen to my friend again, never would have done it. Now, who was that person that begged me to come to that meeting at that college campus? It was my best friend, Wayne Campbell. Same fellow. You see, sometimes I say something about other friends. I have a lot of friends, and I have some friends better than others that I know better. But I don't have a better friend than Wayne Campbell. And I say that because I say this. He was at home, about to go to a meeting. He was already saved. He was at home thinking about who else is it that I know that might not be saved. You see, Wayne Campbell was worried about my soul. He wasn't worried about what I had. He wasn't worried about what kind of position I had at work. He wasn't worried about what kind of car I had or what my future looked like on earth. He was worried about my soul. Changed my life forever. A lot of friends wouldn't be that bold to call their friend up. Especially not old cigarette smoking cursing friend like I was. A lot of people wouldn't have had enough guts to challenge me when I called a man a racist that I didn't know. They'd have sat in silence and maybe mumbled something under their breath and let it go. But my friend had the courage to stand up, question my salvation, and question what I was saying out of my mouth because he believed that I was better than what I was saying. Why am I telling you this story about this individual who stood up and made these changes in my life? Because that's who we all need to be. Pastor was up here just talking about all of these churches right now that are afraid to open because of COVID. There's one right near my house. It's odd. I drive by that church every day and look at it and think, that is the honest sign that I've ever seen in my life. The sign says, "Fear not," in big bold black letters. And then underneath it says, "Join us online." Folks, what we are dealing with here in our society is a burgeoning climate of fear. See, this cancel culture, is not happening by accident. I can take you back to 1917 in a place called Russia. They had a cancel culture there too. They had a cancel culture during the French Revolution. If you stepped out of line, you lose your head. They had a cancel culture in 1917 in Russia. You stepped out of line, you'd end up in a gulag. They had a cancel culture in Nazi Germany. You stepped out of line, you'd end up in a concentration camp. In every place where there's ever tyranny, there's always a cancel culture. See, the left, they like to give their little stuff. They love to give it little cute names. But I can assure you, there's not but one entity in this nation, one place in this nation where we are going to find a refuge and a cure for cancel culture. And it is on the pews of the churches of this nation. See, we have an entire Bible that's full of nothing but common sense and wisdom. The pastor mentioned something called social justice. Social justice to me is something. Social justice is concepts like this, that you earn your keep and you keep what you earn. That's social justice to me. Social justice is you did the crime, do the time. Social justice is if you know how to behave during a traffic stop, you won't have any trouble during a traffic stop. If you don't shoot at the police, you won't get shot by the police. See, we are forgetting all these common sense things. Common sense and wisdom that comes directly from the wisdom of our Bible. You see, 100 years ago, 150 years ago, when people wanted truth, they went to the Bible. They went to the church. They went to the pastor. Now when people want truth, they turn on the television set. Now I'm going to go ahead and tell you like this. That television set is a one-eyed devil sitting right in your living room for the purpose of destroying your mind. You know, I heard the media described like this one time, and I'm inclined to believe it. The media, M-E-D-I-A, most evil demon in America. The lies we see being spread across the airwaves right now are mind-numbing. The propositions that we find ourselves in, if I had a zoo being banned out of elementary school libraries, because they depict people of Asian descent and natives as if those people don't really exist. The land of Lakes Indian being removed from the box. Aunt Jemima being removed from the box. Uncle Ben being removed from the box. People being canceled from our society over something they said 30 years ago. It is outrageous. Meanwhile, look at what they promote. The number one song in the nation. Can't even say the name.
That's right.
And if you can read the lyrics all the way through without losing your lunch, I'll give you $5. Filth. Yeah. They are promoting to our children filth. Look at what they're doing in school. 5, 6, 7, 8-year-old children sitting in school, and teachers are saying, "You're not really a boy, are you? Now you gotta wonder whether or not you're a boy." Teaching our children about transgenderism and homosexuality and adult propositions that have no place in a classroom. And everybody is afraid. And why is everybody afraid? People are afraid because of what might happen to them. I'll go ahead and tell you like this. Some people have asked me and said, why do you say what you say and don't seem to be afraid of what you just go out there and just say stuff? Why? How can you be so bold and so unafraid? Tell you why I'm so unafraid. And I'm going to tell a story again because I like this story. I saw a video on the internet one day, and none of y'all have heard this before, just bear with me, because I like the story. It was a little baby bear cub. You heard this story? It's a little baby bear cub, and he is running fiercely through the woods. Fiercely he's running through the woods. And at first you don't know, you wonder, what is going on? Why is this bear cub running through the woods? And then you see, the bear cub is being chased by a full-grown cougar. That cub runs and runs, and you see him climbing over trees and rocks and hills. And then the bear cub crosses a stream. And the cougar is hot on that bear cub's trail. You've seen this video, haven't you? Hot on that bear cub's trail. But once he crosses that stream, he's caught. Can't go anywhere else. And you can see him looking around like, well, I backed myself into a corner. Looks like right here I'm going to have to make my final stand. And so he does what a bear does. That cougar is approaching him slowly with a sly grin on his face. And that baby cub raises up, all 3 foot tall, raises up and growls as loud as he can. Show that cougar again, and that cougar is looking at that bear cub just a grin. Then they pan back to that cougar again. And that cougar's eyes gets as big as saucers. When they pan the camera back, you find out why. Because behind that cub is his mother. And she's 9 feet tall, and she's got hands like catcher's mitts, and she's shaking the ground with her voice. And then that cougar realizes he's got something to contend with. That is the reason why I'm so bold. It's not my voice that you hear. It's not but me that they fear. What they fear is behind me. And what is behind me is the Almighty. He is standing behind me, roaring, saying, not today, Satan. You will not take this blessed nation that I have given to these men. You have a fight coming on your hand, and you're going to have to go through me to get it. You won't see a foe in front of you, but the Father stands behind him with his hands raised. And he is ready for battle, and he has a whole army of thugs out there ready to face you down. And so that leads me to my final point. All of you all out there, who may be ministers or leaders, pastors, whatever your capacity may be, it's time for us to get in the fight. It is time for us to get in the fight. It's time for us to push back against these lies and tell these folks in the media, tell these folks in our government, we are not afraid of you. Because standing behind me is my Father. He's the same one that stood behind us in our revolution. The same one that stood behind us in our Civil War. The same one that stood behind us when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. And he's the same one standing behind us now. We're not afraid, and we're ready to fight. So all of you, get your churches involved. Get yourselves involved. This is not the time to be faint. This is not the time to hide in the background and hope it just all goes away. If there is to be a future in this country, it is going to have to be led by the people of God. Our history is laden with their leadership. And our future needs to be laden with that leadership as well. So I stand here before you giving you one commission. Go back to the places where you worship. Tell those folks the good news. The good news is this. The answer to our problems don't lie in Washington, D.C. And they don't lie in Raleigh. They lie in the pages of our Bible. And they sit on the pews of our churches. Motivate those folks and get them ready. Because it's time to go to war, folks. It is time for the church to start being the leader, the head, not the tail, and bring this nation back to where it should be. God bless you all. God bless this county, and God bless the great state of North Carolina. Thank you all.
Wow, what a fiery speech from a great conservative leader. And I think you see now why I wanted to do a little salute to Mark Robinson, because he's consistent in his profession of his faith and in his stand for our constitutional freedoms and rights. So we're going to take another break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout Eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. And again, thank you for listening. And the next clip I'm going to play from our Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson is back in June of 2021, and he's speaking at the Faith and Freedom Coalition.
All right, as always, I'm going to do what I always do. For those of you all who have not heard me speak, I'm going to irritate the liberals, and I'm going to make the devil angry, because the very first thing I'm going to do up here is give thanks to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as always. And why do we do that? Why do we do that? I'm going to tell you why we do that. We're going to do that because of the reason why we're here tonight. And the reason why we're here tonight is two words: faith and freedom. And this is a wonderful organization, Faith and Freedom is. And I thank them greatly, and God has blessed this organization richly and caused it to be able to put together events like this. And we thank all the organizers, from Mr. Reed on down, everyone involved in this, where it's instrumental. We thank you for inviting us, and we thank you for having this. This nation desperately needs it. But I really want to focus on those two words, faith and freedom. You think about those words. The reason why we sit here in this room tonight, I want you to take a look around and look at your neighbors. Look how pretty they look. How healthy they look. Some of us certainly have not missed any meals. This nation is blessed beyond measure. And why is it blessed beyond measure? Why? I believe this nation is blessed beyond measure for one reason. Because when our founders, in their Declaration of Independence, they sat down and they wrote these words: "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal." And here's the key: they are endowed by their creator, not by a king, not by a president, not by a senator, not by a congressman. They are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I truly believe that when God heard those words coming from those men, he sat forward on his throne. He looked up and he said, "Now this is a nation that gets it. They understand that I am the one that's in charge, and that I am the one that gives them their liberty. And in me, only freedom can be found." And because of that, he put his hands on this nation. And through every struggle that we have ever seen, when the times looked the worst, at Valley Forge, when it looked like the revolution was over, it was Martha Washington who stepped up and bought in Bibles and implored people to pray for the revolution and pray for her husband to continue to fight for the revolution. In the darkest days of the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln didn't go consult with the generals. He fell down on his knees and implored the Almighty. Called for a month of fasting and prayer to pull this nation through its darkest days. When the Japanese came and burned Pearl Harbor, the churches were full just like they were every Sunday. We implored the Almighty to come and help us once again. And in those dark days on 9/11, again, we saw this nation reach its hand out to the Almighty and tell the Almighty, we need you to pull us through this. At every turn, it has been Him that has picked us up and helped us carry on. Because faith has been paramount in this nation. Now, you got a lot of people that like to say this is not a Christian nation. Got news for you, egg-headed liberal. If it wasn't for Jesus Christ, there wouldn't be no America. If it wasn't for the faithful in this world, there would be no America. And if it was not for America, I truly believe hope would be diminished in this world. America is the shining light of this world, folks. You make no mistake about it. There is no other place on earth that people are literally dying to get into. No other place. And as much as this news media would like to tell you, as much as the woke set would like to tell you, let me explain something to you about the woke set. The woke set was asleep during Bible study, history, and economics. As much as they'd like to tell you that this is a racist nation, let me tell you a little story about a little black boy that grew up in Greensboro, North Carolina, going downtown, looking at the rich folks driving fancy cars and wearing suits, and looking at himself in the mirror and wasn't even sure if he was a human being. And that's the truth. I was so far removed because of the poverty and despair that I lived in. I wasn't sure if I was a human being. When people said the word people, I didn't even consider myself to be part of that. But you see, I had something in my life that's irreplaceable. I had a mother who had that first word. She had supreme faith. With all the giants she faced in her life, she put faith first. And she always told us, if you put your hand in God's hands, He'll lead you to great places. Here I am, mother. And I'm here because of your advice. I put my hand in God's hand, set my feet in America, and because I live in the freest and the greatest country in the world and am led by the Almighty, I am now the first black lieutenant governor of North Carolina. It is only through Him and only through the goodness of this nation that I can stand here tonight before giants and deliver this message to you. And so to all those so-called woke folks, I say to you this, shake yourself awake and realize where you are. Everything that you have and everything that you own and everything that you will be, you owe it to those who came before you, and those who laid down their lives a sacrifice for you. And then there's that second word, freedom. And I want to slow down for just a minute because I want you to, if you got to, close your eyes. I want you to think about this. Those of y'all that have children, think about this. That have grandchildren, think about this. That have brothers and sisters and friends, think about this. Think about somebody you love in your life. Think about them. Get a mental picture of them in your mind. And now I want you to imagine that they're on a faraway shore somewhere. They're on a faraway shore. And they're laying flat on their back. They've got their hands out. Because they dropped their weapon or because they're out of bullets. Standing over them is a German or a Japanese soldier or an Iraqi soldier with a bayonet. And he plunged that bayonet into your loved one and take his life for the cause of freedom. That is the kind of sacrifice that has been given so that we could sit here tonight. That is what has been given. When we say freedom, freedom, and we say this all the time, freedom is not free. We need to think about the cost of that freedom. We need to think about those sacrificed lives. We need to think about those mothers and fathers who received those telegrams, who sat and had to receive those flags from their sons and their daughters who gave their lives so that we could be free. There's ever been a blessing in this nation, it has been that we have brave young men and women who will sacrifice their lives for the cause of freedom.
Folks, when I think about it, it blows my mind every time. And every time I think about it, sometimes I actually have to stop because it actually brings tears to my eyes. When I think about how many people have laid down their lives for me. When I think about those soldiers on those Marines on Iwo Jima. When I think about those soldiers at the Battle of the Bulge, freezing, outnumbered, surrounded. When I think about, oh my God, when I think about those men at Khe Sanh during Vietnam, outnumbered 10 to 1, but still would not give up because of the cause of freedom. When I think about those firemen on 9/11, America does not stand tall in the world because America's that smart, because America is better. America stands tall in the world because we have displayed a courage that has never been seen in the annals of man. Not now, not ever has it been seen. The courage of Americans that have been displayed for the cause of freedom is unmatched on this globe. And it's something that we need to celebrate every day. We don't need to hide it. We don't need to deny it. We need to share it with everybody that we can. Because here it is, folks. Again, the reason why we sit here tonight is because of those two words, faith and freedom. They are the things that have propelled this nation to greatness and set her apart on the world stage. And I make this declaration to you tonight, in front of the whole world, in front of this press. And I want you guys to make sure you get the quote right. You got it on film. Don't leave anything out of it. I will not go silently into that good night. I will not capitulate to the left. I will not lay down. For the memory of that young man that had that bayonet plunged into him, to the memory of that young woman who was blown up in Iraq, to the memory of those firefighters on 9/11, I will not be silent. I will not lay down. I will not go away. I will not shut up. I will not stop talking. I will not stop fighting. Everything that is in me, I will stand up. I will stand up with the courage of John the Baptist and Joshua. I will stand up encouraged by those who have come before me. I will move forward. I will keep striving. I will keep fighting for that cause. I will keep fighting for that cause. And I will raise up. And I want all of you to be raised up with me in the cause as well. The cause of those two words that set us apart on this stage. Faith and freedom. It should be our moniker, folks. It should be our moniker. It's what made us great. It's what will keep us great. And those folks that don't like it, I got a message for you. Come see me. Because I can go ahead and tell you like this. I'm not afraid of you. MSNBC, NBC, ABC, none of the rest of the alphabet soup. I'm not afraid of you. Because I already checked your hands and I already checked your pockets. You do not hold the keys to heaven and hell. Only one holds those. And he is the one that I serve. So I'm not afraid of you. You can come running if you want. Because my examples gave their lives for me. My examples gave their lives for me. Those men and women on the battlefield. Those men and women in blue who protect us on the streets. And the ultimate sacrifice, which is John the Baptist. You know, John the Baptist is my favorite character in the Bible. What did he do? He stood up, proclaimed that Jesus was coming, told the truth to a king and lost his head. And Jesus Christ called him the greatest man ever born to a woman. And so he is my favorite character in the Bible, and I believe we can all be John the Baptist. Because I'm going to tell you this right now. I'd rather have my head held by my enemies on earth and have my soul in heaven than have the opposite. So I'm not afraid. And then finally, there is that ultimate example of sacrifice, of faith, and freedom. And that is what we find in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ had all the power of the universe in his hand. He laid it down so he could be a sacrifice to all of us.
and to everyone in this nation. With his strength, with his power, with his wisdom, we will save this nation for future generations. Because I will not look back on my life and say I did not do my part, and I hope that you will not either. God bless you all. God bless the great state of Florida and North Carolina, and God bless the United States of America. Thank you.
Again, folks, another great fiery and patriotic speech from our Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson. He never fails to keep the crowd going and always has consistent topics to talk about. Well, I'm going to take another break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
Hey folks, here's a tip. When you think firearms and ammo, think East 70 Palm. They've been on Highway 70 east of New Bern across from the fairgrounds for 31 years. Drew Preston and his staff know firearms. Gun sales have tripled in under a year, and women shooters are the fastest growing part of their business. Their great inventory, over 300 guns in stock, changes daily. And if you want something they don't have, they'll look for it. New and used, rifles, shotguns, and pistols, buy, sell, or trade. And they also have many holsters, scopes, and other gun accessories. Every member of the staff is deeply knowledgeable, and every one of them is an excellent shooter. So don't just come for the inventory, come for the thoughtful advice. East 70 Palm, your home for firearms, ammo, and answers. Highway 70 East, New Bern, across from the fairgrounds.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
You know how you feel when your hair looks great? Why not have that feeling regularly? You can if you let Kristen Toller be your secret weapon. Kristen is one half of the dynamic duo at Creative Hair by Patsy. They cut hair for both men and women, and they understand that one style does not fit all. Each person has some styles that look great, while others would be not so great. And as for the question to color or not to color, only you can answer that. But if you decide you want the lift a bit of color can add, you're in good hands with Kristen. She's great with color. So go ahead, give Kristen a call at 252-636-5741 and book an appointment. That's 636-5741. You know you want to do it.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, folks, in this salute to Mark Robinson, I'm going to close out with a short clip that I think is one of his most recent, and I think you'll find it just as satisfying.
The greatest example of that I saw and witnessed it firsthand on television was during 9/11. People running away from those burning buildings, running away in horror. We saw policemen and firemen running to those buildings, basically running to their deaths to go help others because they saw trouble and they knew that they were needed. That's got to be us in this day right here. We've got to run to the trouble, folks. And what is the trouble? The trouble is the Biden administration that is seeking to turn this country into a socialist hellhole. The trouble is Antifa. that wants to roam the streets and beat you into submission. The trouble is Black Lives Matter. It claims to care about the lives of black people, but it's turned a blind eye while violence in black communities are taking lives at a genocidal rate. They've turned a blind eye. That's where the trouble is, and that's what we've got to run to. And we've got all the right in the world on our side. And there ain't no reason to be afraid. And there ain't no reason to not take the challenge dead on. Because I'm going to tell you who we come from, folks. We don't come from some weak, jellyback, spineless people. That's not who we come from. None of us. And it doesn't matter what color you are, what nation your folks hail from, how much money you got. We all share the same name. We are Americans. And at Bunker Hill, there was Americans. And at Fredericksburg and Gettysburg, there was Americans. And at Iwo Jima, raising that flag on Suribachi, it was Americans. And at Pork Chop Hill, there was Americans. At Quezon, there was Americans. And on 9/11, there was Americans who ran towards those burning buildings. That is who you share your heritage with. You do not share your heritage with a weak and ineffective people who cower at the sign of trouble. You share your heritage with a strong and brave people who are determined to hold on to their freedom and for the freedom of future generations. Guys, it's time for us to stand up and be that generation. It's time for us to stand strong and proud and remember who we are, that we are Christians, that we are Americans, that we are Republicans, and that we are conservatives. And as long as we stand as the vanguard of freedom in this nation, freedom will survive here. And not only survive, it will thrive. So guys, it's time to put on our packs. It's time to fix those bayonets. It's time to get ready. Because we got a fight on our hand. And our fight is not for us. It's for all those generations that's going to come behind us. Let's save America, folks.
Well, there you go, folks. That's Mark Keith Robinson, our Lieutenant Governor here in North Carolina. We're proud to have such an American serving us, and we encourage you to go out and help us to identify more candidates like Mark Keith Robinson that will stand for America and stand for you. That's all the time we have for today's show. Please tune in again next week for a CCTA wake-up call.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in Newbern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in Newbern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.